A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. My being proclaims the greatness of God. And Mary said, My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, who has looked lovingly on me in my affliction. From this day all generations will call me blessed. For God, wonderful in power, has done great things for me. Holy God's name, whose mercy from generation to generation is to those who stand in awe. The strong arm of God scatters the arrogant of heart, brings down the powerful from their thrones, and lifts the afflicted. Those who hunger are filled with good things. The rich are sent away empty. God rescues servant Israel, remembering the mercy promised to our ancestors Abraham and Sarah, and to their descendants evermore. When I was a young woman, probably about the same age as Mary in today's gospel, I used to sing a lot around our home, loved singing. I wish I could say I was a great singer now, but however, in those days when I sang, I would hear my mother comment in the background, someone is happy. Or another time she would say, there will be tears soon. Now, that may sound strange, but my mother knew me really well. She knew that sometimes my singing was a sign of joy, and at other times it was a sign I was trying to cope with maybe sadness, bewilderment, or just being tired. Who was the saint who said that to sing is to pray twice? I think when we are in touch with that deeper dimension of our being, that place where words are too deep to be expressed, a song can say what is deep in our heart. Mary knew that, and she knew from her praying of the Psalms that the psalmist too expressed words of prayer in song. Mary also knew that other women had poured out their souls before God, particularly when they were in deep distress. Hannah, who longed for a child and had been blessed with Samuel, sang a song after she had consecrated him to God. And it's many of the sentiments in her song that are echoed in Mary's Magnificat, which we have just heard in today's gospel. Imagine the roller coaster of emotions Mary has experienced after being asked to be God's mother, and she is not yet married. This emotion is greeted with the words that the Holy Spirit will come upon her, and she will be covered with the shadow of the Most High. I think these must have been very difficult concepts for a young woman. And then there is Joseph to consider. Now, as if that's not enough, the angel goes on to explain to Mary that her cousin Elizabeth, in her old age, is also with child. What does a young woman do with all of this mystery? Well, Mary eventually sang her Magnificat. This may not have been her immediate response, yet when she was in the company of the faith of her cousin Elizabeth, Mary proclaimed, My soul blesses the greatness of God, who has done great things for me, and holy is God's name. There is no thought of taking the credit herself. No, Mary knows This is God's gift. As we celebrate these last days of Advent, let us pause to think of the pregnant mothers and fathers we know. Three of my nieces are awaiting the birth of a child. When I see them touch their wounds as they sing to the babe within, I'm filled with awe. And then at the other end of life's journey too, a song can express what otherwise cannot be put into words. Just recently, I was sitting with an elderly woman when her daughter came into the room to visit her. And after a short time, very little said, mainly silence, daughter began to sing a prayer with her mother. What a moving moment, especially as the woman had told me that she was not able to pray. Her face lit up as she heard the familiar family prayer words in song. We've all experienced times when prayer is difficult, and yet the words of a favorite hymn will come to our lips as we too long to proclaim the greatness of God. I would like to finish this reflection with a hymn from John of the Cross called If You Want, as it expresses for me the most beautiful words of this season of Advent as we wait for Mary to give birth to Jesus again in our hearts and in our world. Quote, if you want, the Virgin will come walking down the road pregnant with the Holy and sing, I need shelter for the night. Please take me inside your heart. My time is so close. Then, under the roof of your soul, you will witness the sublime intimacy, the divine Christ taking birth forever as the Virgin grasps your hand for help. Each of us is the midwife of God, each of us. If you want, the Virgin will come walking down the street, pregnant with light, and sing. So let us sing our last few days to Christmas, and may Christmas truly be a time of great joy, even in the midst of sorrow. But we pray that it be a time of singing. Blessings.